Over 1,700 Alaskans signed a petition this spring seeking relief from high fuel costs. It was a petition that originated with Petersburg salmon fisher and crabber Sarah Stoner and was picked up and circulated by organizations around the state. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she got the message from Alaska's fleet.
It was an urgent message from fishermen statewide asking for some help, some emergency federal income tax credit, or really they said anything that could be done to help offset the high cost of fuel and to get the fishermen off the docks and out fishing again.
As a result, Murkowski and Senator Ted Stevens introduced the Fisheries Fuel Tax Relief Act of 2008. It would provide a tax deduction for fishermen, last for a two-year period, and would be based on an adjusted fuel price comparison between what fishermen paid at the pumps this year and in 2004. Murkowski says coastal Alaska communities are seeing increases of over 50% from 2007, and she recognizes that her bill would provide delayed relief for the fleet.
In the sense that the fishermen's still going to have to be paying up front these high prices at the fuel dock, but come tax time, those considerable expenses will be offset through the action of this legislation.
Murkowski agrees people around the country are feeling the pinch of high fuel prices, but says she'll be arguing that the fishing fleet has less ability to absorb those higher costs.
You don't really have the ability to pass the fuel increases on to somebody else. It's not as if you can command a higher price for your fish. We are seeing a little bit of an uptick in the price of fish, but that increase is nowhere close to what we're seeing. Again, over 50% increases since last year in the prices of fuel.
The senator acknowledges it may not be an easy sell for some of her colleagues, but Kathy Hansen with the Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance says the legislation should see support from other states with commercial fleets.
You know, Alaska is not the only one that's been complaining about the high fuel price. There's been news articles from all of the, you know, coastal fishing, East Coast, you know, Gulf. So, you know, I think there'll be support from around the country.
Hansen says she's glad to see the grassroots petition drive made an impact, and she says every little bit helps in a tough time for Alaska's fishing industry.
A lot of fishermen are having a tough time making it between cuts in, you know, 27% cut in the halibut quota, 50% cut in, you know, king salmon quota. One of the lowest pink salmon forecasts that we've seen in years. It's kind of tough on commercial fishermen down here right now, and maybe this will be something that can help them survive.
The legislation covering fishermen anywhere in the country was introduced Thursday. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.